Hello, welcome to Speaking Golf, week 4. In today's class, we have 5 new words. These words are draw, fade, flop shot, four, and fringe. So what do these words mean in the world of golf and also in the real world in the UK or in America? Okay, let's take the first word, draw. This is used quite a lot in golf, particularly on drives. So really what it does, it describes the shape of the shot. So it implies that the ball moves very gently from the right side and then moves or curls into the middle of the fairway. And it's a very nice shot to have because it gives extra distance. In Espanol, es un golpe que mueve suavemente desde la derecha hacia la izquierda. So what does draw mean in the world, in the real world? Okay, so to draw means to make pictures or sketches, things like cartoons, logos. Basically, when we use a pencil or crayons or painting, we are drawing, and these drawings represent ideas. So the word draw in the real world or in the streets of UK, America and Australia, to draw means to physically sketch something, to make an image, to make a cartoon, etc. Okay, word number 2, fade. The fade is really opposite of the draw. So if the draw was going from right to left, a fade is going from left to right. So this shot is more appropriate as you get closer to the green or to a target, because what it does, it has the opposite effect of a draw. It actually makes the ball go shorter, particularly when it lands. So a lot of the professionals will hit draws into the green because it can control the ball on the green or it can make the ball stop quicker. In Espanol, un golpe que mueve suavemente desde la izquierda hacia la derecha, pues al revés del draw. Okay, so what does fade mean in the real world? So to fade means to reduce the intensity of something, particularly colours. So if you have a very dark red and then you reduce the intensity of the red, you may be coming down into a pink. So going from red to pink shows a fade of colour. So you may have had a t-shirt or a shirt and you've put in the washing machine many times. And after a couple of years, it's not the same color. Maybe the blue has changed. So that means to fade. It means going from a very intense color to a lighter color. Okay, word number 3, flop shot. Okay, this is very specific to golf, very much a terminology of golf. So if you can imagine Phil Mickelson, one of probably the best players in the world for doing this type of shot, it's when he gets out his 58 degree wedge or his lob wedge, he opens the face, he takes almost a full swing and sends the ball almost vertical, and then the ball comes down onto the green, stops very quickly, and he maybe saves his par, for example. So it's really a pitch or chip shot that travels high and lands very softly with almost no bounce or roll. In Espanol, un golpe alto or un globo. So the word flop shot in the real world has no meaning. The word flop is a word we use to kind of mean fall, but it's not used very often. It kind of means you're very tired and you just flopped onto the sofa, but it's not a word that we use that often. In Espanol, caerse. Okay, word number 4. Four, spelled differently from the number. So the number, cuatro, would be F-O-U-R. In golf, we use a word called four, which is F-O-R-E. And really, this is a warning that we shout to golfers if we miss hit a ball and it goes in their direction. So if we see the ball heading towards other golfers, we immediately shout four, and we say more intense or louder if it's going closer to where these people are. So in Espanol, it's bola. Okay, so what does the word for, F-O-R-E, mean in non-golf or in the real world of the UK or Australia or America? Well, it can mean the part of the head. So you have the forehead, which is the area above the eyes and below the hair, or the hairline. So el frente, creo que en español. And it also has some other meanings, which they're not overly used in everyday conversation. So it's probably a word that you use more likely in golf to shout a warning. And then obviously in the real world, the word four is normally, probably 99% of the time, is going to be the number. Yeah, the only other time where you use four in that spelling as a prefix, like forward, forehead. So it's not used in isolation. Okay, and today's final word is fringe. So what does the word fringe mean in golf? So when you're on the green, you'll notice that the grass is very, very short. But then next to the green, or just off the green, there's a section of grass which is just a little bit thicker or a little bit higher or longer. And then you have maybe the fairway or the rough. So the fringe kind of means the area which goes around the green. Okay? In probably US English, it's called the apron. But in British English, we call it the fringe. So normally the professionals, if they slightly miss the green, they're in this area and they're playing. Sometimes they putt from there. But typically they're playing a small little chip and run back to the hole. In Espanol, al área de césped, justo enfrente o alrededor el green. Más o menos el borde del green. So what does the word fringe mean in non-golf? What it means, first meaning, is hair, or the section of hair on your forehead. So if you look at some people, they have hair that hangs between the hairline and their eyes. So what we call that area, or that section of hair, is the fringe. So if you went to the hairdressers and you said, cut my fringe only, they would only cut that first bit, that frontal part of your hair. The second meaning for fringe kind of means the outside. So for example, in Edinburgh, there's an annual event called the Fringe Festival, and it's for up-and-coming artists, musicians, comics. So it's people who haven't really made it, but who are looking to become famous or make it big in their industry. So it kind of means on the outside, which in a way is related to the meaning in golf. It's that area of green, or the area of grass, sorry, that's around the green. So obviously the green is the centerpiece, the most important piece, and then it's the area which kind of borders that green. Okay, so that's today's five words. I'll repeat them. Word number one, draw. Repeat after me, draw. Number two, fade. Repeat after me, fade. Word number three, flop shot. Flop shot. Word number four, four. And the final word, fringe. Okay, thank you for listening to Speaking Golf. You can get all of this on the Open Golf website and also on the EnglishGolfMadrid.com website. Thank you once again for listening, and see you next week. Bye-bye.